Hi there, I'm Eileen Thompson, founder of Treasured Ministries. Welcome to our podcast and YouTube channel where we talk about conquering codependency God's way. You know, for years, I was unaware of my codependency struggle because it flew right under the radar of my confused Christianity and controlling tendencies to find love. But when God brought an awareness and an unraveling of codependency that would open my arms to real intimacy with Him, everything changed. Now, I'm not a psychologist or a therapist. Don't expect an expert on this channel. I don't even have a seminary degree. But I am a woman that found freedom from codependency through God dependency. And now I'm passionate about sharing this with others. So join me as we discover truth, experience freedom, and live treasured. You know, one of the biggest joys in life is discovering and walking inside of your purpose. And when you are operating in that, there is a joy that you feel that is greater than any earthly provision. I believe that's exactly what Jesus was talking about when he told his disciples, my food is something that you don't understand yet. My food is to do the will of my Father. Understanding that God has a precious purpose for you that He prepared way in advance. And when you step into that, the joy and the wonder and the adventure cannot touch anything here on this earth. And as much as there is a God that loves you and is for you, there's an enemy that wants to steal every gift that God wants to give you, including your purpose. And if we are to face a spiritual enemy, we need to apply spiritual armor. Because you see, the enemy knows that he cannot take your salvation. But if he can just mess with your thinking, by pushing the buttons of other people around you that are close to you within the parameters of your purpose, if he can just trigger them enough, he can work through them. And he might also be able to trigger you. And know your purpose is foreordained by God, set before time. It is immovable. But you and I could potentially move outside of our purpose when we don't align with what God has defined as the borders and the boundaries of our purpose. Part of my codependency recovery was uncovering God's purpose for me. And when you spend your life just being externally referenced all about other people, you tend to think that what you have to offer is not good enough, not special enough. So understanding that when you do the most simplest thing in your life, like giving a child a glass of water, knowing the eternal joy from that, the importance of that, it just, there's something inside of you that just lights on fire. I was speaking yesterday with a woman in Raleigh that has a nonprofit, and she works a lot with women who have been through traumatic situations, including abuse. And one of the things that she tells me is that, you know, she doesn't want to just get women out of their place of fear, because, you know, I asked her, I said, what's the hardest thing that women who have walked out of abuse, what is the hardest thing they wrestle with? And she said to me, they're functioning out of fear instead of their faith. No, she wants for them to see the beauty of their purpose and to grab hold of that with all they've got. And you and I, when I went through my recovery from codependency, understanding my purpose was an exciting time. And I remember stepping out to do Treasured Ministries and to walk more fully in that. And when I was doing that, I called a woman in Raleigh. She's a former teacher of Bible Study Fellowship. That woman knows her word. And I consider her another spiritual mentor. And I came to her and I told her how I felt the Lord was leading me. But then I told her, I said, I'm afraid of the enemy's attacks. And what if he goes after my family? And she looked at me and she said these words, and I'm going to say them today to you. You either believe that God's power is enough for you to stand your ground, or you don't. But I can tell you this, Aline. The assignment that God has for you is an appointed mission that is here to make a difference. You see, the enemy will come and attack you inside of the borders of your purpose because he knows, hey, I can kill two birds with one stone here. You know what? I can't take her salvation. So let me attack her right in her gifting. And if I attack her right in her gifting, maybe she won't step forward to become all that she's created to be. And if this treasured one doesn't step forward to become all she's created to be, not only will I take her out of walking in her anointing, but every person that was supposed to receive the fruit won't benefit either. And the answer, the key, the most powerful piece of the armor of God is that belt of truth and discernment. And that's what I want to talk to you about today, growing in your discernment to defeat the enemy and take hold of your destiny. Inside of our Nourish scripture this week, did you notice how God told the Israelites that he was going to bring them inside of the promised land, but as he brought them inside of the promised land, that he would not take away the pressure of the people there, that there would still be people inside of the perimeters of their inheritance of their purpose. Exodus 23, 29, and 30 says this, "But I will not drive them out in a single year, because the land would become desolate and the wild animals would multiply and threaten you. I will drive them out a little at a time until your population has increased enough to take possession of the land." You know, people, and often the people that are closest to us, are what God uses to refine us, but they can also be the very avenues that the enemy uses to attack us. You see, the enemy will use words from others to move you outside the boundaries of your purpose by triggering you to function out of fear instead of faith. Now, the first thing that I want you to see is that you have a predestined purpose with fixed parameters. Exodus 23:31 says, "And I will fix your boundaries from the Red Sea to the Mediterranean Sea, and from the eastern wilderness to the Euphrates River." Did you hear that? God said, "I will fix your boundaries," the boundaries of their inheritance, of their promised land purpose that was set. Ephesians 2:10 says this, "For we are God's masterpiece. He created us anew in Christ Jesus so that we could do the good things he planned long ago. You see, God has a spiritual assignment appointed with His authority tailor-made for you. And in that Ephesians scripture, it says God has planned ED. In other words, it's done. It's set. It is fixed. Those boundaries are fixed. But also in similar fashion, just like the Israelites went into the promised land, it wasn't a hot minute after the book of Joshua in the book of Judges that the Bible tells us that they just did whatever was right in their own eyes. And in doing so, they didn't enjoy the abundant life because they didn't align with what God has defined. You know, the boundaries are fixed, but only you and I can align with what God has defined. Oh, if only we would believe and catch the joy and the wonder in our spiritual assignment and come into alignment. If only we would be brave enough and bold enough to take God at His word, that when He gives us boundaries, that they are already set. And yes, we will have to put one foot in front of another, but we can keep that vision before us no matter how long it takes. 20 years, 30 years, one day at a time, one step at a time. Oh, if only we would not become seduced by the attachments to idols. We saw that in our nurse scripture this week, and we've talked about that a lot, but the other piece that we saw in our nourish scripture this week is the attacks from the enemy himself. Now, inside of our nourish scripture, God named the specific people that were their quote unquote enemies, but we know because the Bible tells us that the enemy works through people, that the other attack to the borders of our promised land purpose is the enemy himself. And here's what I want you to see, is that the enemy will attack where he sees the potential for fruit. And the potential for fruit is not just necessarily that you have a God-ordained purpose, because we know from Ephesians 2:10 that everybody has that. No, the fruit is from those who have said, I'm going to remain steadfast and immovable, abounding in the work of the Lord. I'm going to stand my ground. And when we do that, the fruit will come, and the attacks that we experience are never the evidence of our failure, but the evidence of the fruit in your life. I want to ask you a question. As you started walking out your purpose, and or maybe that happened a year ago, you started to walk out in your purpose and immediately the attacks came, or as you stepped into the fullness of it, you know, just everything fell apart. And did the enemy not only use people that were close to you inside of your parameters to work through them, to use their words to attack you, but then you took another piece of his bait and you assumed that you were a failure? This past summer, I had an absolute blast studying Song of Songs. Sometimes it's mentioned Song of Solomon with the treasured tribe. Man, did we not have a blast with that book. And my favorite scripture out of our whole study together came from Song of Songs 2:15. It says, catch all the foxes, those little foxes, before they ruin the vineyard of love, for the grape vines are blossoming. And I thought about that scripture so much because inside of the passage, we have this passionate, unconditional, beautiful love that is being poured out on this woman. And it is symbolic of God's love for us. And this part about catching the foxes before they eat the fruit reminded me that I need to catch all the little foxes in my thinking, and that foxes are not evidence of my failure. They are evidence that what I'm doing matters greatly in the kingdom of God. Have you been struggling recently with irrational thoughts and you falsely assume there must be something wrong with me? What if it's not what's wrong about you? What about if it's everything that is right for you? And so we said that one of the primary ways that the enemy works is through people. And Ephesians chapter 6 tells us that we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers, authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. The enemy will use the words of people to move you outside of the boundaries of your purpose by triggering you to function out of fear instead of faith. And not only that, they will most likely be the people that are close to you. You see, the enemy is so crafty. And the closer we are to people, the greater their words matter to us. The Bible says, "You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies." And in the nurse scripture, God said, "I'm not going to drive everybody out." You will bump up against people that the enemy has a plan to use to push your buttons. But God wants to take the enemy's plan and flip it and use it to prepare you for your purpose. And the key to this situation is operating inside of Holy Spirit given discernment. And the reason why that is the key is because the Bible tells us, you know what? Here's how you're going to advance against the enemy. You're going to lay down your armor. You know, sometimes my armor is, you know what? I'm just going to avoid these people altogether. Now, let me be extremely clear. And I can cite all manner of scripture in the Bible. There will be times when God will say, "Get away from that person. Get away." And then there will be times when God will give you some discernment, wisdom about a person. And this wisdom about a person is not for you to hurt the person or to hide from the person. It is to show you how to handle that person with love in a way that does not compromise your purpose. You see, what the enemy will do and why discernment is so important is that he will distort the truth, and he distorts the truth about God. He'll use people somehow, some way to communicate to you that God is not enough. Or he'll use people to play on that fear, and you feel like you're an orphan, and boy, have I fallen to this plot of his so many times. And he will say, "Girl, you need to fight this person. And I pick up my armor instead of resting under his protection. Or he'll distort the truth about you. Maybe somebody told you words. And maybe this person was a close friend. And they probably had the best of intentions for you, but maybe they said, maybe it was after you explained your vision and you were so excited, maybe they said, I'm not sure this is what God has for you. You know something? If we agree with those words instead of with aligning what God has defined for us, we will back out of our purpose. And not only will we bear the weight and the burden of not walking in that joy of doing what God has called you to do, but we will miss out on the greatest blessing, and that is being a blessing to others. Anne Graham Lotz, who lives in my hometown. I'm just saying, I think Raleigh, North Carolina has a special anointing over it because Anne Graham Lotz here. I'm just saying. Anyway, Anne Graham Lotz, when God called her out of BSF, he called her, he began speaking to her and calling her into a ministry of revival, where she wanted to travel around to towns and hold these Just Give Me Jesus revivals. But when God spoke a word over her, when God gave her those boundaries of his revival, she told a friend about her vision. And her very close, dear friend, that I'm positive had the best of intentions for her, said to her, I don't think this is what God is calling you to do. And I'm so thankful that Anne aligned with what God defined instead of agreeing with the words of others. Because she listened to the Holy Spirit's discernment, I am a recipient of that blessing. Another way the enemy will distort truth is about others, right? He'll start to put all these irrational thoughts in your head about others and convince you, you know, that you need to be the one to punish that person. And then all of a sudden, we're not using our God-honoring boundaries as a way to bring wholeness. We're not seeing consequences in light of how our Creator would have them set them for people that are wounded. We see the people as the enemy and not Satan himself. Every single one of those ways, I've fallen to his trap. But what I have found is that a daily practice of discerning God is the key to remain steadfast inside of my purpose. Ephesians 6:13 says this, therefore put on every piece of God's armor so you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you will be standing firm. You will be standing firm in your purpose. Listen to that very first piece of armor, Ephesians 6:14. Stand your ground. How do we do it? Putting on the belt of truth. God has given us the Holy Spirit to provide discernment for direction and protection. You know, the belt of truth, it is absolutely the Bible, the Word of God. But truth is not just spiritual principles revealed inside of the Word of God. Truth is a person. And that person is Jesus Christ. And God gave us the Holy Spirit that dwells within us. And part of the Holy Spirit's job is to help you to navigate life. And in order to hear the Holy Spirit, we must saturate ourselves in God's presence. Daily discernment is the armor you need to defeat the enemy and remain strong and immovable, abounding in the work God has called you to do. Now, inside of our Nourish Scripture this week, God does something really cool. He provides an angel, and this is not just any old angel. This angel is the Melech Yahweh. That is the Hebrew word for that word angel. And what this angel is, it is called a theophany. In other words, it is the presence of God. So this angel that God was sending to the Israelites was not just an ordinary angel. The scripture says this, "See, I'm sending an angel before you to protect you on your journey and lead you safely to the place I have prepared," ED. Got that again, "prepared for you. I'm sending an angel," the Melech Yahweh, a theophany. And so inside of the Old Testament, not all the time, but at pivotal moments, for example, when Hagar was cast into the wilderness and she felt all alone, or Gideon was afraid to fight his battle, or Joshua was standing before God before he was getting ready to fight, or Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were in the heat of the fire, God sends a very special angel. And I know maybe what you're thinking. Well, God, I kind of would like to have that myself. You know what you do? The Bible says that you have the Holy Spirit within you. That is Jesus Himself. God Himself within you. Don't ever lose the wonder of the Holy Spirit dwelling within you to give you discernment that goes beyond the Word of God through your relationship with Him as He speaks to your heart. The belt of truth goes beyond the Bible. Truth as a person. And it's the person of Jesus Christ. And the first thing that we need to do, and these are principles that I'm going to be giving you, not just about how to apply this piece of armor, but also about how to grow inside of your discernment. The first thing that I want you to see is that scripture says, "See, I have given you an angel." Now, the "see" there is "see with your spiritual eyes." In other words, every morning when we wake up, every morning we need to start our day with quiet time with the Lord. Why? Because I'll tell you how the enemy loves to start your day. With all the problems that you face, with news that just scares you to death, with an email from somebody that is just going to send you in an orbit, with a Facebook post that is not God-honoring or potentially causes you to compare yourself to others. No, we get up every single day and we see going to our Bethel as battle cry as preparation for the day. It's like putting on God's lenses, the lens of the gospel, so that we can see with spiritual eyes, because it's a walk by faith and not by sight. How do you see your time of Bethel with God in the morning? Do you appreciate the wonder of the Holy Spirit within you, and that every morning you can saturate yourself inside of His presence? Number one is see with spiritual eyes by starting your day with God. Number two is pay close attention to the Holy Spirit through daily dependency. Now, I know you guys want, like, and we all do, when we're in pain, we're like, just deliver me from this, right? Or maybe you're in a situation right now and the heat has been turned up, right? And so then we just start to cry out to God. But really, discernment flows from the practice of daily time with God, daily time with God. Exodus 23:21 says, pay close attention to Him. Pay close attention to Him. We got to get close with God. We got to stay intimate with God. And that's important, because you know what? As we pay close attention to God, the Holy Spirit will give us promptings about certain people. And if we're not close to God, the enemy can also tell us we're trying to be self-protective. But see, when we stay close to God, He will reveal discernment to you about people. And they will be people that will be close in the parameters of your purpose. In other words, you can't avoid them. They may even be people you're ministering to, right? Mark 4:24-25 says this, then He added, pay close attention. There are those words again. Pay close attention to what you hear. Listen to this. The closer you listen, the more understanding you will be given, and you will receive even more. To those who listen to my teaching, more understanding will be given. But for those who are not listening, even the little understanding they have will be taken away from them. There's a reason why at the Treasure Tribe Retreat we have these sessions called Solitude to Seek Jesus. Why? Because when you sit with Jesus, the words that He speaks to your heart will be more powerful than any teaching that I give, than any Bible study that you do. Those are words that you can tether your soul to. And make no mistake, the Word of God is clear. There's no way around it. In order for you to have discernment, you must move closer to God. And not only must you move closer to God through intimacy with Him, but you must also obey what He tells you to do. That's another huge part of discernment. I'm going to read that scripture again. Exodus 23:21. Pay a close attention to Him and obey His instructions. And obey His instructions. I will never forget. I was involved in BSF, loved BSF and loved learning the Word and how God would speak to me. And I would get so excited what I would learn, and we were sharing in small group. And I was like, oh, God said this and God said that. And I'll never forget the Lord said to me, I want to see you do it. I want to see you put faith in action, Eileen. Because revelation without application is only information. And I have witnessed and seen that my discernment grows as my obedience grows to the words that God is speaking to me. And the other powerful thing about obedience and how it helps us grow in our discernment, because a lot of times, you know, especially if we're recovering from codependency, it's like, I'm not sure if I should take this step and I don't know what I should do. And then we don't ever jump out and do it because we're afraid that we're going to make a mistake. Can I just take that off the table for you? We won't get it right every time. But if we never step out, we will never know anything at all. And I'm here to tell you that when you step out and make a mistake and you bring it before God, there is so much grace waiting for you. God is looking at your heart. And as we keep our eyes on Him, and walk in obedience, not perfection, obedience. In other words, that wholehearted devotion that just says, God, I want to serve you first. I want to put you first. I'm shaking like a leaf, but I'm just going to do this. That is when we grow in our discernment. The next thing is that God's discernment, and this is so key, God's discernment is not given for you to hurt people, but to show you how to handle people who are hurting. God's discernment is not given to you. I'm going to say that again. Not for you to hurt people, but for you to understand how to handle those who are hurting. You know, sometimes we get that discernment and then, or hey, listen, I'm just going to speak for myself. Sometimes I've gotten discernment about a person and in my pleasing days, back in my Egypt codependency days, I would say, well, I'm supposed to be close to that person. How could I think this about that person? They have a leadership role in church or whatever. And I wouldn't listen to God. Then it swung all the way over here when I was in that, open and close, and now inside the closed boundary place, it would swing over there to like, I need to confront and I need to fight and I need to take care of this situation. You know what? Sometimes God may call you to confront. That's true. But other times, He gives you a caution in your heart to show you how to handle situations. And many times when God reveals that discernment to you, it's a trust that He's given you. And when we take that trust and we use it to hurt instead of help somebody else, it is not God's intention. But if God has given you discernment about a situation and a person, that is all the validation that you need. And sometimes our gossiping is not processing with others. There's a difference between that, and it's almost like you can feel it in your spirit, and discernment will turn into judgment, and that's not God's purpose. The next thing is this. You make sure you remember who the real enemy is. Now, I love this. This is a game changer. The game changer to me is that I can be around people where God has given me discernment and set boundaries with that person and still be in close proximity to them. And I can also love them because they're not the real enemy. The enemy, Satan himself, he's the one that's behind that person pushing the buttons to take you out of your purpose. Do you see that? Because agape love is different from intimacy. Even with God, God's love for us is unconditional. His forgiveness for us is unconditional. But as we've learned today, and as I keep preaching inside of the Treasure Tribe, intimacy is our choice. See? Because God has boundaries. Agape love is also different from trust. And see, that's important. It's important because when you don't have to avoid people, you can just receive that discernment from God and operate out of that truth. And there are some people you don't need to avoid. In fact, God says that person is wounded. And I'm going to show you how to set boundaries. And I'm going to show you how to handle this situation. And when God tells you how to handle it, He may tell you to get out of there. He may tell you to cut that person out of your life. And you know what? If the Holy Spirit tells you that, then you need to listen. But sometimes God will give you what I call a yellow light. Caution. Caution with this person. Love this person, Eileen. But caution. When the enemy uses people to take you out of your destiny, God turns Satan's plot into His plan to refine you and reach you and teach you for your purpose so that you'll be strong and immovable. Inside that passage in Exodus, God said, you know what? I'm not going to drive them all out for you. Why? Because the land would become desolate and the wild animals would multiply and threaten you. Sometimes God says, I still want you to be around this person. I'm going to give you discernment and tell you how to handle them. And it means you can love them, but oh boy, am I going to show you where you need to be intimate with them and where you need to pull back. I'm going to attach a link to an article that Allison Cook wrote for the Treasure Tribe about navigating boundaries this way. And it's just going to show you how, you know, it doesn't have to be all or nothing, right? And give you some wisdom for that. But above all, the belt of truth is your armor to remain steadfast in your spiritual assignment. So, my dear brothers and sisters, be strong and immovable. Always work enthusiastically for the Lord, for you know that nothing you do for the Lord is ever useless. What you're doing is not in vain. It is for the victory of God's kingdom. Make sure every day you put on your belt of truth. While people with the most loving hearts towards you can be putty in the enemy's hands, to speak words over you that could self-sabotage your purpose. You don't have to agree with those words. You can align with the boundaries of your assignment. Daily discernment is the armor of God that you need to align your life within the boundaries of God's purpose so that you can stand your ground.